Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today's show is titled, Having a Mission is What Real Businesses Do. And the reason I want to talk about this is if you don't have a mission or a purpose for your organization, or you don't know what that purpose is, then you are not going to be successful in your endeavors, because part of being successful is knowing the direction that you want your business to go in. So, the best way to predict the future is to create it. Having a mission is what real businesses do. Many entrepreneurs and small business owners make the mistake of not taking the time to craft a mission statement. They think it's just fluff and a waste of time. Truth be told, it's just easier to think that than put the effort into crafting one. Just think about it for a moment. If you don't have a clear vision of what your mission is, how can your employees, your joint venture partners, your vendors, and most importantly, your customers? The answer is, they can't. Instead, confusion takes charge. And when this happens, you may as well say goodbye to growth, goodbye to profits, and goodbye to your business. Now, before I go on, one of the things I want to talk about here is that I had someone that I know that writes business plans ask me to help them put together a plan with someone who wants to start up a business from home where she's selling the paraphernalia, the pipes, the different items, incense, things that would help people that are on medical marijuana. And she has no idea whether what's going on with the industry. She has no idea who her competition is. She has no idea how to narrow down what her niche is. And if she doesn't know that, then what is the mission or purpose of her business? Who is she going to serve? She thinks that she could just sell her wares to anyone who uses marijuana. But she's got competition of pipe stores in places that have been in business that people have been dealing with for years. So what makes her different? What can her niche be that will help her to grow a successful business? She doesn't know. She had someone call someone about helping her put together a mission, a business plan, and sent him some information with virtually nothing on it. And the first thing she should have done was go to the Small Business Administration at her local college, because they can give her an idea of what the basics is. And then once you know that, you can sit down with someone to write out a business plan that will be your action plan on where you are going to take your business. Because if you have no idea who your customer is and what holes are out there that can be filled that you can service, then your business is going to fail. That is the idea of understanding how to build a successful business. So, if you do not have a mission statement, I urge you to write one immediately Once you do, you will find that your customers understand you better. You will begin working only with joint venture partners who share your values. All of your employees will have a better understanding of your purpose in your organization. You will find that it is much easier to make decisions about how to run a business, including whether an advertising campaign or your marketing methods are appropriate and truly representative of you and your organization. Now, remember that every corporation has a business plan or a mission, and every employee knows what that mission is. So think about it. Think about whether or not you have an understanding, because even if you're an entrepreneur, a solopreneur, you need a business plan. You need to have a plan of action on how you're going to be successful. You walk into any retail store, and all of them have a mission statement posted somewhere. Know your why. Your mission statement should be a formal, short, written statement of your company's organization purpose. In a nutshell, it should answer the question, why does my company exist? In Peter Drucker's book, The 5 Most Important Questions You Will Ever Ask About Your Organization, Mr. Drucker writes, a mission cannot be impersonal. It has to have deep meaning, be something you believe in, something you know is right. A fundamental responsibility of leadership is to make sure that everybody knows the mission and understands it, lives it. If you've never developed a mission statement before, here are a few essentials. And it should address the purpose and aim of your organization, a definition of what your company is and does, the products and or services that your company offers, what your company aspires to. And think about it. I'm going to go over these again when I finish because I want you to understand what the steps are in putting together a mission or purpose of your company. So, what features or characteristics distinguish your company from its competitors? Your company's core ideology, values, purpose, and visionary goals. Okay, now, let's go over these again. The purpose and aim of your organization, its definition of what your company is and does, the products and or services that your company offers, what your company aspires to be, what features or characteristics distinguish your company from its competitors, your company's core ideology, values, purpose, and visionary goals. Okay, your mission statement should be specific and narrow enough that it couldn't apply to just any company, but it should be flexible enough to allow for growth and change. Okay, now what I want to do is go back and use as an example this business that someone was starting that was to service people that were on medical marijuana. If she had done her research, she would have found out that the biggest hole that was out there, since she's working out of her home, is to service those people who have health problems, who have health cards to use medical marijuana, but do not have the ability to get out of the home to purchase all of the paraphernalia that they need to be able to use the medical marijuana because her niche would be that she could take her products to the person who can't reach her. That's the hole. That's the hole that she can fill, and she has no idea that that's the hole that she wants to fill, because she never did her research to see what her competition was out there. So, your mission statement should be specific and narrow enough that it couldn't apply to just any company, but it should be flexible enough to allow for growth and change. Make sure that the statement is clear, that it does not contain a bunch of buzzwords or industry jargon, and easy for potential clients, partners, and employees to understand. Because, you know, you may start out with a business that is just you in the business, but as it grows, you might need to hire, say in this business, an independent contractor that you can pay a percentage of sales. Or you can grow it internationally since you have a website to hire people or bring them in as affiliates to help you drop ship your products to people who cannot get out of their home. So there is potential growth. You first start locally, and then as it grows and you build your business, then you start. And one of the things that helps a business grow is that you can take yourself and go to those groups that have the market niche that you're trying to reach and let them know that you're out there. Pass out your business cards. Go to lead groups or any group where you can be the only one in your industry and let them know what you do and who your potential client should be. So, here are some examples of mission statements from some incredible companies. The first one is Google. And Google's mission is to organize the world's information and make it universally accessible and useful. And how do they do that? Through browser search engine optimization. Apple, bringing the best personal computing experience to consumers around the world. How did they do that? They were the original developers of the small personal computer that allowed people to have computers in their home. Now, Facebook's statement is, give the people the power to share and make the world more open and connected. And how do they do that? That they have a platform that you can go on and find people that you've known years ago that you haven't even been in touch with. Or if you are an entrepreneur, they have groups on there, or you can form your own group where you can literally market your business and grow by asking other people to help you in finding those people that you want to serve. Adobe, their statement is to help people express, share, manage, and celebrate on the ideas of imaginative and meaningful new ways. And what do? They have products that if you're writing an article, you can turn it into a PDF file. If you are watching a video, they have certain software that helps that video be more efficient. And finally, Samsung. And their statement says, we will devote our human resources and technology to creating superior products and service, thereby contributing to a better global society. And how has Samsung done that? By mainly the smartphone, which is a phone that you can download apps on that people develop for smartphones, or they can, because what they are is little mini computers that you use in your home. Netflix statement is to revolutionize the way people watch movies. And guess what? That is a platform that any movie, a software product that you can go on, that any movie ever made can be watched on Netflix. The CEO Edge, and their statement is to give every CEO, entrepreneur, and business person the facts and essential tools for running a profitable business. And the CEO Edge is a newsletter that comes out monthly that you can read, that can give you information on growing and building a business that is very successful. So, once you have your mission statement laid out, you can turn to it for help guiding your company's actions, laying out its primary goals, offering direction, and directing decision-making. After your mission statement is finalized and written, post it in a spot where everyone who walks into your office or visits your website can see it. Review it on a regular basis with your employees and business partners, and always make sure when you bring a new employee into your business, they know this is what you stand for and why you are in business. Allow your mission statement to guide you, and you will never find yourself making questionable decisions. The decision will be made for you. Of course, writing a mission statement is not enough. What matters is living it on a daily basis, which means that you need someone to hold you to accountable, to follow through on what you say you want to do with your business. Of course, writing a mission statement is not enough. What matters is living it on a daily basis. So, use it as a tool to help you make decisions about your business, from which companies you partner with, to which products you design, to how you communicate with your clients. So, here's something to think about. What is the purpose of your business? Do you know who the niche is that you want to serve and how you are going to reach it? Do you know what platforms you will use to help you get to them and reach them in a reasonable fashion? So, what are the plans that you have for your business? Do you know your why? Your mission statement should be a formal, short, written statement of your company's, organization's purpose. In a nutshell, it should answer the question, why does my company exist? And what I'm going to do is give you a little bit about how I have written my mission statement and how it fits into where I'm at and what I want to do, because a lot of what I do is I work with small to medium-sized companies. And what I do is help them get their business from where it is now to where they want it to be in the future. And that means putting together an action plan of how they will reach it. So, and your mission statement should be exactly your elevator speech or your 5-second or 30-second statement that you can give to someone that tells them exactly what you do. So, this is what I say. I'm a law of attraction master life coach that helps small to medium-sized companies put together an attainable strategy and hold them accountable to follow their company plan and put it in action. Companies that have been in business 2 to 3 years and don't have a system in place. And I help individuals build personal success for a lifetime, meaning that if you start your business right, if you have it exactly and understand where you want to take it from here, then you know what? Then you will understand how to get it from where you are now to where you want it to be in the future. And that is the purpose of where and how you build your business today. So what you need to do is think about all of the things and purpose that you have for your business and where you want to take it from this period to the future. And how are you going to do that? So let's go back and let's talk about and let's think about Apple wisdom. Apple's statement is bringing the best personal computing experience to consumers in the world. When Steve Jobs started Apple, what did he do? His purpose was to put a personal computer in every home. He started that. He was good as a startup, but he didn't know how to take it to the next level because he was more of an innovator of products. But he needed someone that knew how to take it from a startup to a functioning corporation. They did that. And then what happened was they ousted Steve Jobs from his company, and they bought him out from his stock. And so what did he do? He went and started another company. But then Apple got stagnant and began to fail because they had maxed out just selling personal computers. So they went back to Steve Jobs. They brought him back into the company. And what did he do? As an innovator, came up with the iPad, the iPhone, iTunes. Let me tell you what iTunes is. That was the beginning of the digital age when it came to downloading music. And how did it start? Really just downloading it to the phone. And when he developed the iPhone, it wasn't just a cell phone. It was a little smartphone or mini computer where you could download apps. And that was the beginning of a new industry called app developer. And today, people will sit on their phones and they play games. And those games are on apps. And you get in there and you play the game and you compete. And the application, I mean, a lot of the apps, I happened to go to a meeting where it was for a lot of people who created the applications, who actually wrote the software for developing those applications. And they spent a lot of money with the idea that if they sold it to Apple and Apple put it on their phone, they would make money by selling their applications. Because you have certain things on your smartphone that are games that are free downloads, but what happens? There's others that you got to buy. So, or if you're playing a game, you can download the game for free, but then guess what? You've got to then pay to buy tokens or win tokens. So, now that we've talked about that, what I want to do is remind you that you can go to my website, and that website is the numberonepersonalcareercoach.com, and you can sign up for both individual and group coaching, and we can help you put together a strategy and a plan of action on building your business.